So he called two straight weeks. I'm like, oh, I got a lot of ideas just saying about school. So I had to freaking run up there.
Come pick me up.
Yeah. It's like he's got a crowd of kids waiting. It's like, damn.
As a basketball coach, and he is a certified physical education teacher employed by the district.
He's been coaching JV basketball for the girls most recently. Per the Commissioner of Education's regulations, we are required to give first preference to teachers. And certainly a phys ed teacher is an appropriate choice because they have the training and knowledge to assist students in developing physical skills. And Mr. Karen is a health teacher as well, so I think that adds strength to his background. Ms. Sanders is also a physical education teacher in our district. She has 4 years of coaching experience in another school district. She was also a college basketball player herself. And again, the same logic applies. She's highly qualified. She has experience. And I do recommend her as a candidate. And we actually have, as a unpaid assistant, Monica Corrales. Ms. Corrales is new to our district. She's a physical education teacher. So again, has that background and will assist with the JV team. My recommendation is not to repost this position. We normally post all of our extracurricular and coaching positions in the spring. And so they are posted every year. When you have a resignation in the middle of a season, then that presents a challenge because the girls are practicing every day now. They've already had a scrimmage. They have their first game a week from tonight. So we really can't afford to wait to have someone else coach. We need someone in place right now. And I think them having that stability and that certainty, someone they're all familiar with, because Mr. Cairns was a JV coach, so we've coached all of these girls, and also Ms. Sanders, who was a physical education teacher in the high school until this school year when she got a full-time position at the elementary school. So that's the logic for what we're doing. And if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer, and certainly Joe could chime in as well.
First is, I believe at the last meeting we appointed Trish Puccini in a volunteer role as an assistant JV coach. Is that continuing?
Assistant varsity.
Varsity coach, sorry. Varsity. Did I say JV?
Yes.
Varsity coach.
I don't know. I'd have to defer to Joe on that.
She's not going to continue.
She's not going to continue.
No.
And do we know why?
Part of the reason, I believe, is that her son wasn't going to play basketball on the boys' side, and he made the freshman team. Part of the reason, I think, is the changes. You know, she really wasn't clear as to why she doesn't want to continue, but she doesn't.
Can I offer something?
Sure.
You know what? Yes.
Just a question. Just a question, or something to think about is. From what I understand about Trish, changing from a varsity practice schedule to what the JV or what the JV coach, now varsity coach, schedule is, I think might be stressful on her time. She was expecting evening practices, not right after school practices. Trish, all my experience is college experience. She's exactly what these girls need. She's a woman for a woman's team. I would implore you guys to do whatever you can to change the schedule and see if there's anything you can do to keep her involved in this, because she's the one change that might salvage something from all this. Without her, I think there's a lot of girls that are going to get a disadvantage, and I just don't think that's fair.
We'll see what we can do.
I actually have... You know, this information. Actually, the information came to me through Coach Cairns. I have phone calls out to Coach Puccini because I certainly agree with Mr. Blow that I think she could provide a benefit. Actually, when we brought her on board, it was for a specific need that we thought we had with this group of players, and if in fact the issue is flexibility and schedule. We can accommodate that. I think it'd be worthwhile to do so.
I agree.
My firsthand experience, I coached CYO and AAU with Coach Puccini. I think, you know, she has a lot to offer.
Yeah.
I also would like to Yeah, do pursue that, please. And I would also like to say we have to be flexible in terms of Ms. Sanders' schedule, too, because she's now on the elementary schedule. She helps out with intramurals after school. We're going to have to, we're having a meeting, actually, at 10 o'clock today to talk about the whole schedule, how this is going to work. So if we can fit Trish in with that, I would absolutely want to do that.
Okay,
I think that's a great suggestion.
So part of the issue is that the evening practices would work better for Trish. So if we say Kelly, Coach Sanders can do that.
Yeah, we have to figure this out. You know, we're going to have to come up with a plan, but I think that's a very good suggestion that Tim made, and we will pursue that.
So here's the challenge. We have two gyms.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Coach Birch, who is an elementary school teacher. And so there's limited slots of when practices can be held. That's the challenge. We have Coach Birch, who's an elementary school teacher, so he can't take the right after school spot. We've got Coach Sanders, who is now involved in this rotation. She can't take the right after school, our right after school slot, because they're still in school for another 45 minutes
right
at the elementary school.
We're going to talk about all the details of this. One thing that we have in our favor is we have Ms. Corrales, who is a middle school, high school teacher, is a certified physical education teacher. If she had to be here to cover part of the practice, she could. So we're talking about all of this at 10 o'clock, and we'll do our best to keep them all involved.
I just want to...
Oh, I know.
These folks don't have to deal with this juggle, and it wouldn't surprise me that an issue with Coach Pacini as well is that none of her children are old enough to be driving yet, and so the managing the how you're going to get them back up here to the high school,
sure,
and Matt is on the freshman team. I think the freshman team was trying to practice a little bit after school anyway, because that slot was open.
Freshman will be after practice every day.
Yeah, after school.
And then really with the other issues, it's really, you're really looking at a half hour.
In terms of the elementary schedule,
you're looking at a half hour adjustment that needs to be made.
You mean slide the whole schedule forward a half hour? Yeah.
Or have someone cover it for a half hour,
okay,
and in particular if you have someone experienced. So we're going to talk about all
okay,
that.
Okay, perfect. So that was the first question. My second question is, and I will also say for what it's worth, Coach Pacini coached Jack last year, and she's fantastic with the kids. She's very good at pulling out the best of every child, no matter how old I think they are, probably. And she did coach over at Bethlehem for a number of years, the JV girls. So, second question, just so everyone's on board, we are calling this interim. It is not interim.
Well, it will be for the rest of this season.
So
it's because it's starting in the middle, that's why we...
Okay.
I mean, you could use that designation or not. What I don't want to repost this position. Because at that point, we're now on to the third coach, potentially, for this team, and I don't think that's right.
Okay. I don't want to call it interim,
okay,
because that gives the perception that something else is going to happen this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And so let's not keep coach... And I think, for whatever it's worth, as they're facing other schools, I don't want that moniker given to them.
I understand.
So if we could just make the adjustment, just that we are calling it the girls' varsity basketball coach, Mr. Parents, and Ms. Sanders for the girls' JV basketball coach. I think that's the only two places.
Yep.
And then just so we're all clear, the positions repost in the spring.
Everything gets reposted every spring.
No decision we're making here in any way that affects the future of the program beyond this school year.
Everything's opened up. Every coaching position and every extracurricular position's opened up every spring. So we make a different, you know, a decision each spring.
Okay. We're going to take it to a vote. Does anyone else have anything else? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Can I just do one more, Tim, and then we have an opportunity for the public. 2.10 is a leave, right?
Unpaid leave
for one of our teaching assistants,
yes,
in the high school, Ms.
Correct.
Rosario. Can I have a
move?
Move it. And second?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Just she requested a leave for personal reasons. I don't want to go into too many details, but I feel it's justified.
Fine. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay. Opportunity for the public speaker.
I've been involved in the entire basketball program for 15, 20 years now. I know different levels and styles of coaching, and the one thing, you have an extremely talented varsity program here right now on the girls' side. You are effectively appointing a JV coach who works in the school, works side by side with, you know, sees the students on an everyday basis into the varsity role. I respect Andy. I like Andy. I would implore you to counsel him that this is a varsity program and it takes a different level of rigor, discipline, and toughness than a JV program, and you can't be everyone's friend, and you gotta get the best out of the girls, like you said, especially if Trish can't be part of it. You can't flush this season for these girls. Some of these girls have college potential, and I really am despondent over the course of events here the last couple of weeks and what it means to why we're all are here as the kids. And they are ultimately who we should be thinking about and what's best for them. And I really hope Andy can take off the JV hat and put on the varsity hat and make this a worthwhile season. I just, for the better of the girls, it's important.
Yeah, my name is Mike Behringer. Olivia plays on the team, and I'm here for support. I pretty much reiterate what Tim said. Liv's got some potential to go on to play perhaps the next level up, and she's very disappointed over this last week and a half what's gone on. So I think it's imperative. The idea was correct with Trish Pacini coming in, but I think it's imperative that we try and work on that scheduling because I think that would help immensely with this team. And again, it's a varsity school, so success is the goal here, and that's what they try and do every day, and they work hard.
My name is Bob Burns. I'm disappointed how you handled the whole thing. All right, straight up. All right. You've got good people on both sides. All right. And I'll tell you how close I am to the situation. Bob Burns, a personal friend of mine. At the same token, I wrote Rebecca's, right, character reference, all right? And so I'm not coming in here. I know this thing could have had a different outcome, all right? These are good people on both sides, right? Dialogue, all right, between you people sitting at that table right there was the way to go. There hasn't been enough dialogue, all right? And within that context, I've got a real problem how this thing went, all right? I think it's terrible. I think it's terrible. I know what he's done for the community outside this realm here, all right? Totally respect it. The calls he's gotten just leaked out, all right, up and down in the basketball community, they're incredulous. They're absolutely incredulous, all right, of what's going on here in Voorheesville. So everybody has to live with it, and I'll leave it at that. But, you know, it's wrong. It doesn't reflect well on the collective view. That's my position.
So on a personal and also as a board member, I think you gentlemen know, at least I know Tim does and Mike, full information. We have two Jacks on the team. There's Jack Behringer and Jack Sayo. They've played together for a couple of years now. They're much different. Jack Behringer is about 6 foot. Jack Sayo, more like his mother. Let's just put it that way. Youth sports is enormously important, and I sit right on those sidelines all the time. So understand that we care very, very much about what happens to your children and this team. And this one hit me hard, too, because I personally see how important sports is for students. Incredibly important. We were faced with some difficult issues here. And I appreciate the administration's guidance to us on their recommendation for how to proceed here. At the end of the day, these girls deserve our best, period. Across the board, across the team. Anything we can do, Joe, Brian, to make the schedule work, Trish is an amazing woman. I'm sure if we talk to her, even if it's a partial, can you be at some of the practices? It's a tough thing because Matt is playing on the freshman team, and there's a history there as far as wanting to keep him engaged to continue to play basketball. He's a good basketball player. He should continue to play. But I do believe that that will help the situation. I would ask you, Joe, and you, Laura, to watch carefully for two reasons. You, Laura, as the high school principal, to watch the morale of these girls just in general because they'll carry it with them outside of the practices in school. You, Joe, just to keep an eye on what's happening both at practices, how they're feeling during games. We've got to give this extra attention. So this is my request, and I believe it's the board. I'm speaking on behalf of the board now, the board's request to make sure that we land, given where we are, the best place we can be from now to the end of the season. And, Mike, I hope I'm talking to you as your kids are going to state. On a personal note, Olivia is a beautiful young woman. Congratulations. She's an awesome, awesome girl. We already took the vote. We're done there. Opportunity for the board to be heard. I guess I just was heard. Anyone else? Vote your sentence. All right. That's it. We're done. Next meeting.
December 13th.
December 13th.